Francis asked the interviewer, "So what do you think being is? What do you think ultimate reality is?" And the interviewer came back with what is actually, I think, a very good expression of what we would call an orange materialistic view, and with tinges of green, and I'll read it and you can see what you think. The journalist said back to the Pope, he said, "Being, or ultimate reality, is a fabric of energy, chaotic but indestructible energy and eternal chaos. Forms emerge from that energy when it reaches the point of exploding. The forms have their own laws, their magnetic fields, their chemical elements, which combine randomly, evolve, and are eventually extinguished, but their energy is not destroyed. Man is probably the only animal endowed with thought, at least in our planet, and he is driven by instincts and desires, and I would also add that he contains within him a resonance, a vocation of chaos." So, you know, it's all exteriors. It's all about chemical reactions. It's all about energy. And then this sort of human instincts, desires, but also a resonance of chaos. It's orange spirituality, and it has its place. I mean, because, you know, orange has to give us something because it takes away our religion. It takes away the, you know, belief in God, actually. We have to lose our religion in order to reclaim it in an integral stage where it has some real juice and vividness. And, of course, the Pope wasn't buying it either. He said, I didn't ask you to give me a summary of your philosophy, and what you told me is enough for me. And then he went on to argue that God is transcendent and is a loving intelligence that shines in from outside the universe. It transcends the universe. It is not contained by the universe. And at the same time, he talked about God being what he called the light that illuminates the darkness, even though it does not dissolve it, and a spark of the divine light that is within each of us. And this is very theologically interesting, and it is colored also by Francis's explicit endorsement of mysticism. In fact, he said that a religion without mysticism is a philosophy. And I think that's right. Mysticism is that connection with the transcendent, with the creative force, and not just creative, but it has to be personal. This is important. And a lot of integralists miss this, that you can't just personify your way to a personal relationship with God. Any second-person relationship has to be the surrender and encounter between two sentient beings. Otherwise, it's not personal. I mean, you can dress up mannequins, but unless there's actually something looking back, talking back, relating back, then it is not a second-person dimension of spirit or a second-person dimension of God. And Francis was very, very clear and definitive about this. And he said that, of course, and this is Christian doctrine, that this God is made personal and made accessible through the humanity of Jesus, Jesus being part of the Trinity, of course, and part God in this mysterious way, but also fully human as well as fully God. And so it was interesting enough to have Andrew Sullivan, who's one of my favorite columnists and I think has a lot of integral leanings. He's also a Catholic. He's a conservative, sort of. I mean, that he says he is, but politically he's really quite progressive. But he's a Catholic, and he's maintained his Catholicism throughout his life. And he said that he was just stunned by Francis's theological proclamations and would have to pray on them. And I just love that. It's so quaint to hear a progressive columnist talk about that sort of thing. And I think it's indicative of a more integral view. Francis is also quite modern, quite orange in the sense, here's another quote, he said, "Politics is the most important of civil activities, and it has its own field of action, which is not the field of religion. Political institutions are secular by definition and operate in independent spheres." So what he's saying, and this is one of the great realizations of modernity, before modernity, the spiritual life and political life were very much enmeshed with the Sun King and, of course, the religious kings of all time, previous time, and chieftains and warlords and so forth. The religion was, there was no public and private sphere that were cut out. In modernity, we got these two spheres where we have politics and religion both operating independently. It's a huge achievement of humanity, actually, and it happened about 300 years ago. But, and this is where Francis gets into, I think, more of a green developmental altitude. And he says, I think the so-called unrestrained liberalism, or which is the open market, the laissez-faire capitalism, the orange meme, if you will, only makes the strong stronger and the weak weaker, and excludes who is already most excluded. He goes on to say, we need rules of conduct, and also, if necessary, direct intervention from the state to correct more intolerable inequities. And, of course, this is where my socialist self really just stands up and cheers. I don't know how we're going to get there necessarily, but I think there is, we're working our way towards that, and it's essential. He did an appearance in Sardinia, and, of course, he's the Pope. So you kind of have to listen to him. You know, Catholicism is the largest religion on the planet. 1.2 billion Catholics on the planet out of whatever it is, 7-plus billion people on Earth, and 1.2 of them are Catholics. And so he goes to Sardinia, and he gets 300,000 people coming to listen to him. This is what happened. This is, you know, this is why the Pope matters. And he, this Sardinia is really, as is so much of Europe, really struggling with unemployment, and particularly youth unemployment, which is one of Francis's big causes. And he talked about that he did not want the crowd to see him as a smiling, quote, cordial manager of the church who comes here and says to you, have courage. He said at the end of his speech, his prayer was to ask God to teach us how to fight for work. And that's, you know, sort of good old liberal progressive politics right there. And we haven't heard that from a pope in a long time. The last consequential pope, of course, we had Benedict, who was sort of a time, he just sort of took up some time and space and continued the legacy of Pope John Paul. But John Paul was more of a traditionalist pope. He was more of a conservative pope. And his thing was to, well, with Thatcher and Reagan, he's most known for his fight against communism and the breaking down of the Iron Curtain. He was Polish. He came out of that whole oppression by the state thing. And that is, of course, that's a dog whistle right there. If you're feeling oppression from the state or from the government, that's generally a dog whistle for traditionalism. Not always. We'll get to that in a second. But mostly it is. And when you hear somebody talking about fighting for the right to work and helping the poor and helping the old and going after human slavery, which is another one of Pope Francis's calls, then you know that you're talking about somebody who's coming from the liberal meme, not to mention that he talks about atheists going to heaven. This is heresy, basically.